This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most obvious thing in the world is not obvious to everybody. It's obvious to you, but maybe not to the other person that's next to you. Sometimes we have those discussions here on the DJV program where it's obvious to Jennifer that I'm right, but not to Victoria. And sometimes Kara, she plays the middle person, but more often than not, she'll side with Victoria. So it becomes 2-2, you know what I mean? 50-50. Listen to this. The peanut gallery is...
Sounds like it's 3-1.
I know.
That's the way it works, huh? I have your number. And Jennifer happens to be number one right now because she's leading off this hour with something phantasmagorical informationally.
Well, this is a big, big news story, and it's just breaking right now, breaking overnight probably.
Let me guess.
Many of us were sleeping. No.
We don't talk, about this anymore.
Go ahead.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
The IRS.
Ruin my thunder.
Isn't it? Is the IRS?
No. No. What about the IRS?
Oh, I'll tell you in a bit. Go ahead.
This is even bigger, I think.
This is way bigger.
Bigger than big. Yes.
Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has been arrested. Ecuador announced on Thursday that it withdrew asylum from the founder of WikiLeaks for repeatedly violating international conventions and protocol. Assange was then arrested by British police, and he didn't go easy. They actually went in there and kind of ripped him out. Really? Ecuadorian Foreign Minister Jose Valencia said that living in the embassy indefinitely is bad for Assange's state of mind and his health, but that Assange has a right to a fair trial and right to a defense.
Being in jail would be much better for him.
Well, I think actually it would, because I saw a picture of him, and you can't judge someone's mental state typically by what they look like on the outside, but he looks a lot different today than he did when he went into this embassy in 2012. Think about how long that was, that you're living in one building. He looks
in one little room, too, right?
That's taken a toll on him. You can tell he's got a big beard. His eyes look a little darty when he was being pulled out. London's Metropolitan Police vowed earlier this month to arrest him if he were freed. Assange, who has lived in the embassy now for more than 6 years, faces possible extradition to the United States. He, of course, is in trouble for publishing thousands of classified military and diplomatic cables through WikiLeaks. And the courts, British courts, ordered him extradited to Sweden to face questioning in a sexual assault case back in 2012. That matter has since been dropped, but WikiLeaks is still facing federal grand jury investigations over the publication of those American secrets during the Iraq War. So this will be interesting to see about that.
Isn't there a statute of limitation on that stuff?
It was only 2012 that he went in.
What? No, but when did he leak?
And I think leaking American military and diplomatic secrets, probably there might be no limit to that. Right. And don't forget, he's also wanted to be, some people want to talk to him about 2016 and about those hacked emails from John Podesta and Hillary Clinton. Where did those come from? Did they come from Russia? Where were they really coming from?
So he leaked them, though, in 2016.
Yeah.
WikiLeaks leaked them.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with him and if he gets extradited back to the country.
It's interesting that he's arrested now as the Attorney General has said that they're going to start doing an investigation to see how the Mueller report started. It'll be interesting to see if Julian Assange is linked in any way to that investigation. And now that he's out, he could be brought in for questioning. So,
I'm looking at pictures of him. If you've seen the video, he looks... Like,
he's
in his 70s. He's or older than that. I mean, he's 47 years old.
Wow. You should Google a picture, Doug.
All right. I'm now, this is the same conversation we had yesterday morning at the same time about who goes to jail, who doesn't go to jail, why people go to jail, what the better course of action is if someone who is a white-collar criminal does things. There are many of you who are shouting at the radio right now, he's a treason. He's a treasoner? No, committed treason. No.
Well, it's not treason because he's not a citizen of the United States.
Okay, so then they can't get him on that. So what they get him on is some, pardon the pun, trumped-up espionage charge. What was the woman's name who became a man that's in jail for...
Chelsea Manning.
Manning, right. Didn't she feed it to him? Wasn't that the accusation? Wasn't that the premise upon which...
I thought she was hooked up with Edward Snowden.
Oh, Snowden,
she was, yeah, different. It was a different story.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think was also hooked up with WikiLeaks at one point.
It isn't a different story.
It's all kind of tangled together. Right.
It's the same story. And the story is that Americans mostly are in the dark about the kind of crap that goes on, the stuff that is shared, the things that are done that are deceitful by our country. And so in my mind, and I've said this all along, and whether you like it or you don't like it, we all have our opinion. In my opinion, he did us a favor. Manning did us a favor. Snowden did us a favor. The only reason that they're fugitives is because they crossed hairs with a government that is all-powerful. It's all about the government, the government, the government, the government. The government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. And if you really look at and understand the contents of the things that he leaked, were there a couple of sensitive things in there? Were people's lives in danger? Yeah. You can actually make that claim.
Well,
and probably make
say,
it stick.
Yeah. That's what he's in trouble for.
Well, but there are a lot of other things that we learned, Jennifer, that never would have come to the surface had he not leaked them. And the things that we learned, other than some of the names and stuff that are a part of that one charge, there ought to be a separate, there should be, if we're indicting this guy in the name of the American citizen, because the American citizen supposedly is the American government. They're supposedly one and the same. We know that's not the case. That's laughable, that claim. But there are things that he ought to be held accountable for that were not in the best interests of our country. And there were many things that he leaked, and the information that came out were very much in the interest of our country and its citizens. And so I don't want to just see this guy thrown away. First of all, he shouldn't go to jail anyway. I think the guy's a lunatic, always has been. I've always, whenever I looked at the guy, no matter what time we're talking about, he belongs in an insane asylum.
He sure looks like
it
now.
So, yeah. Okay, so you try, and here we go again, spending how many millions of dollars trying this guy, which won't be whatever they find, if he's guilty, it's not going to be a deterrent for somebody else. Look at all of the leaks every day. Look at all of the stuff that's hacked every day.
I remember listening to you say the same thing back in 2012 when we had this debate, and I remember
consistent.
And I remember Ken Kessler being here saying this guy should be thrown in jail, that he's released all these secrets. And I remember me feeling sort of in the middle like I do now, where as a citizen I feel like people that are whistleblowers can sometimes be important and very functional for a country, but at the same time I also feel very strongly about the fact that he put American military lives at risk, which I think should be defended at all costs, because that's really important to who we are as a country too.
I think it's kind of
a mixed bag with him, but at the same time, for his own well-being and for the well-being of what he knows and what he could release, the guy needs to be pulled out of a room.
What do you think he knows that he hasn't? What is the suggestion? What's the inference?
I don't know. That I'm sure he knows a lot that we don't know.
Yeah, well, and so shouldn't we know? Most of the stuff that we learned, again, as a result of his actions before, were to the better. And so what is there that's in there? I want to know what the guy knows. I want to know what secrets my government is keeping from me to keep them in power or to keep them away from getting into trouble themselves. I think all of the examination that was done, some of it kind of a waste, well, most of it a waste of time, maybe all of it, but certainly the Mueller investigation proved if this guy couldn't get something on Trump, he was objective. Most people on both sides say he did a good job. They're frustrated on the one side because they couldn't, you know, hang him out to dry. And that is Trump. So maybe Mueller should look into this. Maybe that's his next job because he's thorough and people respect him.
I think you can do it. Don't forget, right before the Mueller report came out, right in January, there were documents that leaked out of the Justice Department mentioning Julian Assange's name. And so I think that this has been kind of underway for a little while. And I think what's most interesting about him is that, take Trump out of this equation for a second, because Trump is not your typical government employee. I think we could all agree on that.
We don't like him, right?
He's not your typical politician guy. Mm-hmm. But Julian Assange has ticked off people in the swamp. When we talk about just the government in general, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, the career politicians were extremely offended by Julian Assange. And he was actually something that united Democrats and Republicans back in 2012 about what he was doing. So obviously he's got the secret on what's going on in our government. And so if this kind of comes out, or if we learn something, maybe we'll learn something more from his arrest than from just letting him sit in a room for the rest of the
time. So this is my speculation. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Julian Assange will never make it to trial. Assange knows so much that he is going to get bumped off by some interest, some group, some person.
That's probably the real reason he's hiding out.
Yeah, it's possible.
I don't think he's that worried about sitting in front of a jury or a grand jury. I think he's. No. I think
he
he's gone a little loopy.
More stuff.
Right. I think he's gone a little loopy because he's been hiding out, thinking that someone was going to kill him if he leaves the embassy.
Because jail would actually be more comfortable than living in a room.
Yes.
For 7 years.
Yep. All right. So let's see what happens. Think about it. It's the DJD program. 18 past the hour. Here's something else to think about. Your teeth. How do they look? I haven't done this for a while. I keep my power swabs right in here.
Oh, boy.
Right here. Break open.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. This is good. Uh-huh. Break open the tube.
Oh, this is amazing radio. This is some of your best work.
Get the pop. Come on, break it open and give us the pop.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And they make the weird sound.
There it is. I'm glad I amuse you anyway. Okay, now it's time for me to do the bottoms. Do the bottoms like this. Okay, so I have covered. In between.
Wow, does someone have a power swab that I can just stab through my eyeball?
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're also good for putting in your ears.
Yeah.
to hide the sound of Doug doing it to
actually, no, it would be good to clean out your ears at the same time. That's not recommended.
No, right? Do that.
All right, so power swabs. You know what else? Victoria, despite her protestation here, kind of likes these power sticks that come along with the power swabs.
I just don't like the way you talk about them.
The stain out quick sticks. Just
the
like
quick
that.
Stick is great. That is the best.
Quick stick. Put that in your pocket, and you're going someplace important. You whiten out your teeth, and you're all set. World's most advanced teeth whitening system transforms your smile. 5 minutes is all you need. 5 minutes, that's it. Don't think twice about cracking a smile after you've started your treatment, even if you've been drinking coffee and tea and wine and all that stuff. 5 minutes, power swab, super fast, super easy. Use that patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten up your teeth. Get rid of the stains a little at a time. You snap, you swab, you smile, and the 5-minute time period you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you actually will see it's kind of like one of those, what do they call it when they do it on television, CGI, like they could change your teeth. This will change the look of your smile, your teeth, everything. So let's get at it. 800-208-1797. That's the way you call. And it's the only way you get it. You don't get online. Don't get in stores. Don't get it at the dentist. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you get it for half the retail price. Try Power Swabs. 800-208-1797.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the Director of Deals, the President of Printing, the Commander Ink Chief.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Right now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 4/13/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One of the great things about the variety in music today, not only in our country but around the world, is that the variety isn't just of today, but it goes back decades in some circumstances, and millennia in some other cases, hundreds of years. This is not the case, although this country singer-songwriter has been around for 50, 60 years. His name is Earl Thomas Conley. You didn't know much about him because he was the one who wrote the music for the most part, and he's passed away at the age of 77. Blake Shelton, in fact, broke the news saying, quote, "My heart is absolutely destroyed today. I'm sad to report that Earl Thomas Conley passed away early this morning. He was my all-time favorite singer, hero, friend. Prayers to his family. We'll all miss you deeply, my brother. Now go and rest." Shelton wrote with Conley for his hit All Over Me in 2002. In addition to Blake Shelton, a lot of other country stars paid their respects to this fellow, Earl Thomas Conley. Let's see, Big and Rich's John Rich posted, "So sad to hear Conley passed away. He was a huge influence on my style and songwriting. I studied his records like textbooks and could play every note of every song. Truly one of the all-time greats in country." Conley was pretty well known for his hits. Actually, you go back to the 80s and 90s, "Holding Her and Loving You" is one of them, "What You'd Say," and right from the start.
18 number one hit singles the Billboard charts, and 30 of them that were on the charts just in general.
Started in a small town along the river, in the Ohio River, Portsmouth, Ohio, born in 1941. Began writing songs while he was in the Army. And after being discharged in 68, he traveled from Ohio to Nashville. Some of the early singles didn't do as well as some of the later ones. But he didn't get discouraged. He continued to have success writing songs for Conway Twitty. This time, I've Heard Her More Than She Loves Me. Mel Street's Smoky Mountain Memories came from the mind of this gentleman. It's really kind of interesting. Conley was one of those unique people in the sense that he lived the life, if you will. 1979, released first major hit, Dreamin' All I Do. That was number 32. He saw his first number one in 81 with Fire and Smoke, and then a string of chart toppers from 83 to 86, beginning with Your Love's on the Line, including Don't Make It Easy for Me, Angel in Disguise, Chance of Loving You, among a lot of the others. So a lot of people owe a lot to this guy. So the passing of Mr. Conley.
He had dementia.
Yeah. Did he have dementia?
Yeah.
He'd been on hospice, I think, right, for a while? Yeah. Sad.
77's a little early for that stuff. All right, there's a list out today in the music world of artists that have been announced to appear on For the Throne, which is music from Game of Thrones. Soundtrack available for pre-order coincides with the final season, released April the 26th. The album marks the first time HBO has teamed with a major label to curate a soundtrack for this series. The LP will feature new songs from a bevy of artists like Mumford & Sons, Ellie Goulding, Chloe and Halle, Maren Morris, Matthew Bellamy, Lumineers. The LP For the Throne, available in 11 different vinyl configurations, with each of Game of Thrones' 9 houses represented through limited edition cover art dedicated to each respective house crest. It's also a limited edition Fire and Ice split colored vinyl version. Each variant comes with a digital download. Those editions won't be available till July 26th, which is about when the thing will be over. I know when I was there last week, they said they'd finished the 6 episodes that will premiere the 14th, which is what?
Sunday.
Next Sunday. Yep, mm-hmm. Right. So there's music news for you from Game of Thrones, 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are 3 straightforward steps. Step 1, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step 2, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step 3, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the 3 steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suspect's been arrested in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in a Louisiana parish. Reports are police arrested the 21-year-old son of a St. Landry parish deputy. There were 3 fires in 10 days at historically black churches. The state's fire marshal, Butch Browning, says it's inconceivable.
These are buildings that people worship in on a regular basis, but there's been weddings here, there's been funerals here, there's been children who are raised here.
His department already letting a Tuesday deadline set by Democrats pass, and now Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says the department will not be turning over the president's tax returns to the House committee anytime soon, if ever. Mnuchin making it clear to the Ways and Means chairman in a letter issued last night. A huge winter storm slamming the plains and upper Midwest, and this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing, the commander ink chief.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off right now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 4/13/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The hour now on the Thursday, April 11th DJV program. Welcome to the good day from Jennifer Horn's perspective. Victoria Keelan here as usual, along with Kara Schillen at the controls. I'm Doug Steffen. Turning it over now to the aforementioned Victoria Keelan for a big bopper story, a whale of a story, I'm guessing.
Well, it was a whale of a storm, so we'll have to check in with 12 different states who dealt with a huge spring storm that unloaded heavy snow and blizzard conditions and basically made a total travel nightmare for 1.6 million people from the Dakotas to Minnesota. And so the National Weather Service has said that they are urging drivers to be cautious. Lots and lots of car accidents have happened and have been reported, and they say South Dakota still has a warning for some counties, and they want people to stay off the roads completely. They are saying that the worst of it has left Denver in the metro area. The heaviest snow is still yet to hit in north central Nebraska, central and southeast South Dakota, and Minnesota, including the metro area of Minneapolis. The storm is on its way northeast into Canada. The plains could get more than 2 feet of snow by Friday morning, and South Dakota is bracing for possibly 30 inches of snow. And this was what they were calling a bomb cyclone, and that's an extreme weather pattern that has basically whipped the Rockies and the plains, delivered a total temperature shock, and even though it's supposed to be spring, but this was a huge winter storm. And in the highest wind gust, which the winds were definitely part of this warning, but the highest wind gust was reported in Pueblo, Colorado, easy to say, at 107 miles per hour. That's the equivalent of a Category 2 hurricane. And so this mixed with snow made for whiteout conditions, and this was really just incredibly dangerous. Tons and tons of flights were canceled, and 4 weeks ago, basically, a similar system that when we first heard the term bomb cyclone, that dumped a lot of heavy snow and rain on the same region, which left hundreds of millions of dollars in livestock damage and crop damage in Nebraska alone. It triggered Nebraska to issue a state of emergency, and travel, they say, will be impossible in Nebraska until Friday morning, and all of the police departments and everyone is just telling people that the roads are becoming impassable. Unless you are experiencing an emergency, stay off the roads completely. And this is definitely not something to be taken lightly. They have ordered state government in South Dakota to close offices in 52 counties. And so this is something that, you know, we'll be following. But there are 213 crashes that the Minnesota State Police have reported, 33 injuries, and no deaths so far, but 213 crashes. That's just crazy. And that's only just in one area.
Anybody who's driven north from Denver into, either take 15 or 25 of the north-south interstates, there are places along there that have barriers when the highway travel gets so treacherous that you can't use them and they can't keep up with the snow, because that's what happens. They just close. They do this right. They'll announce it, or they put a big sign up just before the exit, last exit, highway closed, and then as you go beyond the exit, you'll see these huge barriers that they just close the road. So you have to get off. I remember doing that once when I was doing a listener sort of appreciation tour a number of years ago. I was headed for, Iowa, or it was north of Denver anyway, and I'm driving along, and the storm had started. I got off the highway. You couldn't go anywhere. There was a motel. I ended up sleeping because it was full. I slept in my car because, just go in and get something to eat, and that was it. This is in the middle of nowhere. This is what happens. You get out of the cities when you're in the upper Midwest, especially, or along the Rocky Mountain states, into northern Wyoming and into Minnesota, even off the west side of Minnesota. And Montana, it's like something you've never experienced. If you never drive up those areas at that time of year, woof. And so it's understandable that Southwest and United, which have major operations at Denver, canceled a couple hundred flights each. There were other Frontier's headquartered there, so their flights were canceled. It's not even just going in and out of Denver.
It's pretty much, if you have to travel through that region, definitely check with your airline, because they're waiving fees. All of the airlines have waived fees so that you can reschedule. And yeah, if you have to cancel, you can even get your money back. I think Southwest Frontier, I think, was even giving money back on non-refundable flights. So it's a huge mess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's the old business of the buyer beware. Just beware of that. Anybody who travels, a lot of people find they think cheaper seats by going through some hub. So if you're going to California, let's say, from the East Coast, and you fly through Denver when you don't really have to, so maybe you save $20. Not a good move on a day like today or in a situation like this. Speaking of today, it is World Parkinson's Day. The disease and the way that it has been handled. The name Parkinson's comes in honor of Dr. J. Parkinson, who was the one who more or less tried to create more public awareness of this disease, and the good work that was put forth by a lot of people who tried to eradicate the disease. There are activities that promote this all over the entire world today. One of the popular ways of supporting the awareness of this disease is to participate in marathons in cities around the world. A number of people who will run, for example, in the world's most famous marathon, the Boston Marathon, next Monday, they get pledges from people who support them on their run and give it to the Parkinson Research Foundation. Number of countries participating expands every year. 89 different nations are working to support trying to get this thing. It's connected to all of these diseases, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, all kind of have the same root cause. And even though they manifest differently, Parkinson's manifests with basically the shakes. It doesn't affect you in the early stages mentally, but then as your arteries get harder and things, they're just a different part of the brain that's affected. The nerve, the motor section of the brain is affected, and that's what causes the shaking, and then the muscle work doesn't, it's just your muscle, your body's just stopped.
It's horrible. My grandfather had that. It was so, yeah. It's so debilitating. It's so heartbreaking to watch someone go through that. Yeah. Didn't we do a story earlier this week about Michael J. Fox teaming up with
$1 million for Parkinson's research?
That company in Ireland has, I've been reading about them since, I don't know, the beginning of last year with that breakthrough that they found that they've cured Parkinson's in mice. And so, it'll be interesting to see if they are able to take it to trials and because that's such a horrible disease.
You get caught in your body. The sad thing is you don't decline mentally. You kind of know what's going on. You just can't. Yeah. You lose your ability to speak at one point. So it's very sad.
But if this research, they're attacking the motor nerve section of your brain, and that it's all about blood and blood flow to your brain and the hardening of the arteries in your brain, and it just happens to, when you get Alzheimer's and dementia, it's a different part of your brain. You get Parkinson's, it's the motor nerve part of your brain. It's all different as to how it separates. But once they find a cure for that that is connected to blood flow, then and it really is very It's frankly a pretty easy thing to overcome. It's about what you eat. It's about the amount of oil, omega-3s that you have in your system. All of that stuff is really, it's a very practical. The more oil that you have, fish oil in your system, the less likely you're to have this problem. Eat a lot of beef and things like that that aren't rich in omega-3s, then you're more likely to get it. Plus, there's the metal. Now, the whole business about mercury and aluminum that we put into our bodies or we expose our bodies to that stuff, that gets into your brain and it's curtains after that stuff lodges in your circulatory system. So, good luck to those who are working it through. Hopefully it'll come out well. And you know, I remember the person I knew the best, I'd never really known anybody, seen Michael J. Fox, but I remember Jack Anderson, the writer, the columnist, he and I were great friends. And he'd had Parkinson's because he got whacked over the head. He got when he was on his way home from his office one night, he got mugged. And the guy hit him over the head with a pipe. And he was never the same after that. He recovered somewhat. He could still think and write. But soon after that, he developed early onset Parkinson's. You could see it in his hands. And his face wasn't, his face was jumpy and his eyes were twitchy and so he got it early on, but he died of Parkinson's, and I think he was 79. Graves, a great guy, very interesting guy. So let's get to the television side of things, shall we? Oh, wait a minute. There's one sports story that I looked at this picture. You may have seen it. John Legend and his wife, Chrissy Teigen, go to a basketball game. Do you see that?
Yes.
And if you see the picture, the fellow, the basketball player was Dwayne Wade, he plays for the Miami Heat, and this was the other night. So Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are sitting courtside watching the game. Wade is married to Gabrielle Union, who's the actress, And he went after a ball and flew across the court and crashed right into them, all of them.
Oh, he landed in their laps, basically.
Yeah. Look at the expression on their face. They're priceless, actually.
Well, do you see both their sodas went all over them? And so it was kind of to see the picture in the still form of it was hilarious because they're both making runny faces.
Yeah, pretty funny faces. So we were talking about Game of Thrones and how that's going to be a reality here pretty quickly. There's another story about an HGTV show, and I don't know, I don't watch this stuff, called Fixer Upper. Maybe somebody here is better. John, have you ever watched this? Or
I have seen it all the way through, but I've flipped past it, I think, on the weekend.
It's so huge. Apparently, this was like the biggest home improvement show on television.
So they got their own cable network. They're going to create programming for a 24-hour-a-day network.
Yeah, they're taking over the DIY network. Yeah,
really.
When Chip and Joanna Gaines, when they left TV last year, people just like lost their minds. And so they have a line of home goods at Target. They have a higher end line at Pier One. They're everywhere. And so I'm not surprised that they're going to have their own channel because they'll do their own show and then they'll curate a bunch of other stuff too.
Yeah, they're cult favorites in that community for
sure. Are they?
Yep. Okay. Oh yeah.
All right, so Jen, what else do we have on the boob tube tonight?
The Fixer Up crowd. All right, some new stuff happening. The series premiere of The Flay List happens tonight on Food Network. It features Bobby Flay in a 6-part culinary tour of New York City, Victoria. They go to, and actually he takes his daughter with him. His daughter Sophie joins him. She's very pretty, and they go and find the best burgers.
Is she from that wife that was on Law & Order, the blonde?
From another wife. Fried chicken, tacos, pizza, Korean barbecue. They go all over town to try to find the best of the best in New York City. Also tonight, you've got Naked and Afraid Pop-Up, which makes me laugh. That's new tonight on Discovery. I love that show, and Pop-Up just makes me laugh. You also have Marvel's Cloak and Dagger, Freeform, new tonight at 8 o'clock, and NASA's Unexplained Files on the Science Channel at 7. On the networks tonight, ABC is new with Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and For the People, that starts at 8. CBS is in reruns tonight, except for Fam, which is a cute little sitcom. It's on at 9:30. It's the only thing new on CBS, and that's their season finale. And the big question is, will the wedding happen or not between the two main characters? CW has a new episode of In the Dark. That's at 9 o'clock. The Orville, new tonight on Fox at 9. And NBC is all in reruns. So you got kind of a cable night tonight. Go deep. Go watch Naked and Afraid. Watch NASA or find some good food on the Food Network.
All the Chicago shows were reruns last night. I'm surprised about that. Why are they rerunning?
They take a break right now, and then they hit it hard all the way up through May to get the ratings.
Yeah. Calitrin is hitting it hard. They are hitting it out of the park, as a matter of fact. When it comes to weight loss success stories, they are everywhere. If you go to the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com, you can see hundreds and hundreds of people who are happy to tell you how successful they have been using America's number one healthy choice for weight loss. There are lots of choices. Some of them are good if you want to lose the weight, but Calitrin is the product you use. You want to keep the weight off because of the main ingredient being collagen, helps your body provide better for itself in almost every way. Healthy, lean muscle developed, get rid of the fat. That's how your weight loss takes place. You take it consistently. And you stay in touch with yourself. You can go to Facebook and see any number of great stories. So take it from me, because I've gone through this program as well. The benefits are myriad, and it's wonderful. You feel good about yourself when you're successful, and you continue to be successful. So go to toploss.com. You'll be able to order Calitrin there, and you'll also get 3 bottles, 90-day supply, regular price, then 2 more bottles, 2 months free, plus a $20 certificate off the next purchase, free shipping too, all at toploss.com. Get the special deal and feel special with the results of your weight loss program. Get it using Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the best deal. It's now 10 minutes before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Pain in mind. my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Half the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Let's get at it. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. YouTube, those bastards are raising their prices. No goodness. I'm sure that what we have to do is make sure that Zuckerberg doesn't lose. We need to make sure he maintains his position. He's, what, the fifth wealthiest guy in the world or something, whatever. He's got to pay more because he owns. Doesn't Facebook own YouTube?
No, right Google there? Does.
Oh, wow. Then the Google
Marking
guys.
Marking up the wrong tech tree.
Sergey
okay.
And whoever the other guy is need the money then. That's it.
Okay.
One of the guys who founded and runs Google is
so
Sergey.
What's the story, Victoria?
Oh, my God. Right? Okay, so here's the story. YouTube is raising their monthly prices, and cutting the cable cord is getting more expensive, regardless of what service you use. So the price of a YouTube TV subscription is going up by $10, so now it will be $49.99 a month. And so YouTube, which we said is owned by Google, made the announcement in a blog post, so that means no one saw it except some tech reporters who have picked up on this. So they were going to basically raise prices and not really tell anyone. And YouTube has said that they're raising prices because they want to bring customers the best service possible. Yeah, yeah. So they are adding 8 new channels.
It's like, let's make sure these two airlines get together so they can lower their prices. Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've added 8 new channels, and they're all owned by the Discovery Network. So that includes the Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, TLC, and Animal Planet. And then YouTube says they also plan to add OWN, that's the Oprah Winfrey Network, later this year. To me, that's a huge mistake because no one who's watching YouTube cares about Oprah Winfrey's network. So anyway, that's my opinion. The network is also a joint venture of Discovery and Oprah Winfrey's Harpo production company. And so that explains why they're tied in together. The price increase for YouTube's premium product is the second increase for YouTube since it launched the TV plan in 2017. Prices started out at $34.99 a month, then they jumped to $39 in last March, and now they're up to $49. So increasing by $10 a month is a pretty hefty increase. It's not something I think that people are going to take kindly to, especially when we have multiple subscriptions to things. You've got a music subscription. If you've cut your cable cord, then you probably have Netflix and maybe some other apps like Hulu. And so adding YouTube TV is just another expense. So the prices are actually going to get more expensive for people who watch YouTube TV through Apple TV. That plan's going to go up to $54.99 a month. So essentially, everyone cut the cord, myself included, from cable, because my cable bill was about $200 a month, and now these prices of all these standalone services are just creeping up and up, and so I would say in another 2 years, we're probably going to be at cable prices again. So someone's going to have to come along. Yeah, so either go back to cable, because maybe they'll be cheaper, or someone's going to have to come up with a better plan for this, and because all this stuff is getting more and more expensive.
It'll certainly be more in service because they have you in mind. They're always thinking of you.
Of course.
All these services, yes. New Beats headphones, Power Beats Pro, go on sale next month. Let's find out what they're all about.
The Geek Out.
Beats, the insanely popular headphone company, have released their new wireless bud design, and these are focused on fitness and outdoor use. Now, the Power Beats Pro have all-in-one ear hooks that hold them in place even during vigorous activity. They also come in different size tips to help create a seal, reducing outside sounds. Now, remember, Beats are now owned by Apple, so the big news is the Power Beats Pros have the same H1 chip as the new AirPod 2s, giving them the same functionality, including hands-free Hey Siri activation. They're water and sweat resistant, 9 hours of battery life, and they have a case that charges them, but not wirelessly, and they come in 4 muted colors. The new Beats Power Beats Pro are $250 and go on sale in May.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so net neutrality in the news again, Victoria, not good news.
Yeah, not good news. Legislation aimed at restoring net neutrality protections easily passed right through the House. However, it is going to die in the Senate. And that is thanks to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who said that the bill would be, quote, dead on arrival in the Senate, of course. The White House also said that it strongly opposes the legislation and that if it did make it to President Trump's desk, he would also veto it. So it's this essentially Democrats have been pushing for a full reinstatement of the Obama-era free and open Internet rules since they were repealed in 2017.
Well, they've been around for quite a long time. This is outrageous. And they say they're supporting the farmers. Come on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.